We live from the quarantine dungeon once again. Another one of the Genius Money Talks. We're probably going to go ahead and go in. I got Mr. Henry with me. And we're going to talk about incorporating your hustle. In these trying times, you know, a lot of us talk about, you know, having multiple streams of income. So we may have a job, but we may have something that we've made, a hustle that we've turned into a business. You know, I know it's been a lot of movement around the TLC movement and with the CBD and Lasso Tees, and you know, I know a lot of my friends, they got businesses selling hair, doing lashes. You know, even my other friends who, you know, may have rental properties or do credit repair, or, you know, I've seen a lot of my, you know, my friends and family then got into actually trading on the market, you know, on the Forex, options, stocks, all of that. But I want to ask everybody one question. Have you incorporated whatever your hustle is? And that's a key thing. And what we're realizing now is all of us can make money, but what do we have to show for it? And if it's not incorporated, registered, you know, you ain't got an EIN, you ain't got no business bank account that show what kind of money that you make, then you left outside of the system. You can't show that you making payments, you know, even on business expenses, you know, your phone, car, all of these things are things that can be done under your incorporation, and that's what's going to help you make it through these times, because the world as we know it, as far as the world of economics and finance, is coming to an end, and it's about to be a whole new world. Like I said on the last podcast, is this is going to be a reset shun, you know, on top of the regression of income and earnings. This is going to be a reset, because a lot of people aren't going to be able to go back to the jobs that they have done, or a lot of businesses, small businesses, are going to go out of business. And a lot of that is just due to poor planning, because they didn't actually show that they were incorporated and in business. You know, so many of us are scared of the IRS, and you know, we scared of taxes, or don't want to pay taxes, or so we keep that mattress money or that brown bag money, you know, but we not registering and getting no bank account to show that we got revenue. We not filing tax returns that show that we making revenue. We not showing expenses. So now you can't do a P&L, profit and loss statement, or a balance sheet on assets that you have, because it's all tied to cash. And you trying to stay off of the system, you know, like that becomes a fool's errand.
So it sounds like most individuals are not reporting this stuff because they don't know how to take advantage of the tax benefits, get all the itemized deductions, you know, maybe even tap into, if you got some assets, tap into some cost segregation.
Yeah, I mean, those are all things that you can only take advantage of once you actually incorporate. the business or whatever it is that you do to hustle. You know, even, you know, as far down as when you set up any of these multi-level marketing programs, or you sign up for any, you know, any of the vendors, or to become a vendor or distributor, distributor for any of these products, you have to already be incorporated, because otherwise when you start to receive these 1099s, they're going to be in your name, or even if you've done an LLC, that income is going to be tied to you at the end of the day. So what you want to do is, you know, they have terms, and, you know, they talk about sovereign, where you separate yourself. That's what you need to do, is to separate yourself from your corporation. And by doing that, that will allow you to open up, you know, different opportunities to gain credit or access to lines of credit, or, you know, to get, you know, different advantages that allows your corporation to obtain assets and then use leverage while you're also gaining an income, and you can pay yourself. You know, you can pay yourself a actual paycheck, and you can become an employer. You know what I'm saying? And then that will entitle you to different tax credits that can come from you employing other people. You can get payroll tax credits, you know, things of that nature, which then allow you to be able to go to the IRS or to the SBA or to banks and say, hey, here is not only my income, but here's my business, my profit and loss statement, my balance sheet, my tax returns for the last 2 years that show that I have been incorporated, and I filed an 1120 tax return instead of filing a 1040 tax return with a 1099 and a Schedule C, where now you got to pay self-employment tax on top of the income that you've made. You know, like I said, the term double taxation makes my skin crawl, because, again, we suffer because of literally ignorance, and not ignorance and not wanting to know, but just not knowing.
Not knowing.
You know, and we always feel like there's something that we can do ourselves, and we're afraid to hire people to do things for us, not knowing that by you providing a job for someone to perform a service for you, that becomes a deductible expense. Mm. And then that's how the money circulates. So, and again, speaking from a person of color, and, you know, dealing with a lot of different entrepreneurs who are people of color, we've gotten taught to be personal owners and not owners of corporations. You know, it's always been like a point of pride for us to say we own our house, or we own our car, or we own our own business. But in essence, we're really just renting our house from the bank. We're just leasing our car from the bank.
With interest.
With interest. Or we're just, you know, running our business as an employee, but not as an owner. So we have to take that out of the equation and say, I'm actually gonna own the corporation that I work for, and then allow it to own all of the assets. It own the house that you live in. It own the car that you drive. It own, you know, all of the other assets and obtains lines of credit because I can show where I've made revenue. You know, I cringe when I hear people say, you know, oh, I got perfect credit, or I got an 800 credit score, or I got, you know, this or that, but they're not doing anything with that credit score in the line of getting and owning a business or obtaining lines of credit. Like, please don't brag to me that you got an 800 credit score unless you're using that to get some type of money for a corporation, not an LLC, not for a sole proprietorship, that you're using that to be a personal guarantor, because otherwise that just tells me that you're just a professional bill payer. That, yeah, you can pay bills on time, or you may go get a brand new Mercedes, a brand new house, but if you don't have no revenue to show for it, then
it's just liability.
It's just another liability. It's just another liability.
Simple as that.
I mean, I want everybody to take this time and, you know, do the reset of your focus and say, hey, am I an entrepreneur, or as they say, am I an entrepreneur?
How can they convert, if a person have a mortgage on a property,
right?
How can they convert the lease structure the deal in a way where their corporation is involved?
Well, if they already have a mortgage on the house, what I normally advise is to set up a real estate corporation. And then what you would do is, if you got good credit, you know, and you want to be in the business of owning and managing real estate, or, I mean, even whatever your business is, then take that and pursue getting a line of credit for that business, so that eventually that business can then buy your house from the bank. And then it would own your house, and then you would, in essence, be making a mortgage payment to a corporation that you own, or a trust that you own.
That's what I was thinking. I was actually thinking they could convert it over into a trust.
Right.
And then, because you could still have it as a, you can have it, turn it into a trust.
You can.
While you're paying a mortgage on it. And, you know, it just
I mean, you can quit claim deed it to the trust, but, I mean, it's actually better to have the corporation, you know, for a lot of the tax purposes and all of that, to buy the house from the bank, and then once you paid it down or paid it off, then convert it over to the trust, or to set up a joint venture agreement with the corporation and the trust. And you can do, you know, warranty deed transfer. You know, there are some other things that we'll go into later on, but again, these are things that we can use, because again, once you own the house in the corporation and you've actually paid off the bank, then you could then take whatever equity that you have and then go get that as a form of funding your business. You know, and I've seen a lot of my friends, like I said, get into the market and, you know, buying stocks, you know, options, get into the Forex market, the futures market. And those are things that we need to do, is to take free money, because those are the people that make a fortune. You know, if you just, you know, go to work, or you may have rental properties, but you haven't realized the equity in those properties, then again, it becomes a liability, that may have equity in it. You know, so we have to, you know, take advantage of, and again, we're in a low interest rate environment, so we're actually able to borrow, you know, especially, you know, through some of the programs that are going to come out of this coronavirus, you know, some of the SBA low interest loan programs, the Treasury is going to be offering, you know, programs to small businesses, you know, and they may be as low as 2-3.5%. You know, these are, you know, once in a century opportunities for us to borrow, you know, hundreds of thousands, even to the tune of millions of dollars based upon our revenue at the lowest interest rates that have been seen in a century. You know, they even got 30-year mortgages at 3.5%, 3.25%. Like, all of these things are what we need to take advantage of in this reset. Like, you know, all of the people who have been working and, you know, steadily making gains in these last, I would say, 10 to 12 years of prosperity since the last recession, you know, a lot of people's 401ks and stock, you know, portfolios are taking a hit. But this is the time for us to come out of this a brand new person and to create a brand new entity, you know. So I definitely, you know, will be able to provide any of the advice if you want to do any of that, whether that be forming your corporation or converting your corporation, you know, converting your LLC or sole proprietorship over to a corporation. And you need to do that, but you need to make sure that you're doing that with the money that you gain from whatever your hustle is, whether that be, you know, a lot of my, you know, my friends do taxes, or, you know, any of the things that you do as a hustle needs to be converted and over into a corporation. Like, that's the bottom line. We need to do that. So, I mean, that's the short and sweet of it. You know, definitely if anybody had any questions, you know, please feel free to hit me up. I mean, like I say,
you need your corporations done, you can email Mr. Parker and Mr. Henry at PrivateCorpServices@consultant.com. That's PrivateCorp, C-O-R-P. So let me spell it completely out. PrivateCorpServices at consultant.com. Now,
incorporate me. We will get it handled for you.
Program coming out in the near few months where you'll actually be able to automatically record and automatically file your corporations.